League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
It's going to be a glorious night. You know why it's going to be a glorious night?
David, you've gotten hairier.
Exactly. I am the boss. Sitting in for Mr. David Gao, our illustrious commander-in-chief, if I can say that.
Yes, that's true.
This is Ron Culver. Usually I'm the one sitting on the other side of the glass, you know, potting up the music, bringing it down. Tonight, we have Robert Harris doing my job.
My favorite, Robert.
Hey,
good
Carla.
To see you. Glad you're with
you.
Us.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, too. Excuse me.
Did you say he's your favorite or is he your favorite Robert?
He's my favorite Robert.
Okay, that I was about to say is you.
Don't try and catch me at the start of the show.
Listen,
I
am the boss.
Yes, you are. I'm going to defer.
Which means for the next 2 hours, anything goes. I can do what I want, basically.
Anything goes. Hmm.
Now, if I want to, I can start. I can come in and I can be like Oprah and start saying, Robert, you get a raise. Maybe.
Can I still be feisty?
And you get a raise. I don't even know who you are, but you get a raise too. Everyone gets raises.
Ay, 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 Robert, we're going to have a long 2 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night.
Don't leave me, Robert.
I'm not. Okay. Well, I can't. I
can't
leave you.
These shoes are so comfortable. You should try them on sometime. This is amazing. I can't believe I get to be the boss. I told you before the show, I had some news that would make you feel good. Now, it might backfire. You might get mad at me as well.
Okay. Well, just give me a try.
Okay.
You're my boss. I'm going to have to be nice and
exactly.
Act like it's good.
I am your boss, so whether you agree with me or not, you agree with me.
Okay.
That's how it goes. I didn't know this at the time, but I am
here. Come true confessions.
I am missing my oldest son's first game of the season right now.
No.
Yep.
In what sport? His basketball?
Baseball.
No way.
It's going to be a ton more. He plays, you know, all year round, but this is the beginning. This is the new season. He should be warming up on the field right now.
Oh, my gosh. Is Ellie covering for you?
Of course she is.
All right. What a rock star.
She's Superwoman.
Yes, she is.
She's Supermom.
Yes,
she's doing it all. She's not
Mom
only
Mom of
watching,
three boys.
She's watching one play in his first game tonight. She's watching the other two, making sure that they stay alive.
And then listening to her husband, the new proclaimed boss.
I asked her to, but obviously I'm only the boss at work. I'm not the boss at home.
Yeah, so I have to take it. Ellie, you're off the hook.
There we go. All right, much more to come. We got to get into some bracket talk because I don't know about
Woo!
You. Mine has a lot of red ink on it. That's next.
I'll join you.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Well, unfortunately, if you're used to hearing David Gao's voice, you will not be hearing it tonight. We tried to get him on the phone earlier.
He's not having it.
He's not having it. He is on vacation. He's taking a little me time and said, you know what? You guys just do it yourself. So you are stuck with me. This is Ron Culver. I'm sitting next to, I got to use his, what does he always say? The Monday Night Delight. Carla Dawson. I wanted to
not
sure.
that I remember, but it was something like that.
Yeah,
yes.
not that you have it tattooed on your arm anywhere.
Exactly. Not that I'm wearing a shirt that says that across the front, but yeah,
exactly.
Basically, yes.
Now, every year, okay, let me take a step back. A few years ago, and I can't remember which company would do this, but there was a company that offered up $1 billion, $1 billion if you got the perfect bracket.
Oh, gosh.
It was like Quicken Loans or something like that. It would offer you $1 billion for a perfect bracket. So ever since,
are you
then,
sure about this?
Yes, I am positive about this.
Because you know, Little Caesars is getting close to that.
We'll get into Little Caesars.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe not because I don't want people to go to my Little Caesars.
Well, that's true.
Take my free food away from me. But so every year I fill out my bracket and I'm like, this is the year I'm going to get the perfect bracket. Now, if any of you are out there who are exactly like me, and I think 99% of you are, your bracket is
busted.
Pretty much, yeah. You just want to set your bracket on fire. There should be a song. We should have a party, and just everyone bring your bracket, and we're just gonna have a big old bonfire.
I'm in.
Guarantee no one has a perfect bracket. They can't.
Now, Ron, I want you to know that you should feel very complimented that I have exposed you to my very ugly bracket. Yeah, Last week, I was playing the quiet one. I thought, what, Carla?
I really
don't gloat, because this one is good. And this week, I'm saying, white flag, check it. It's not pretty. Yep, a lot of red on that bracket.
Yeah.
A lot of red.
Let's see, you know what? You got some regionals pretty good. Your West and your Midwest surprisingly don't look as bad.
Yeah, those aren't bad. That's true. You know,
but it's really, I mean, the South bracket destroyed everyone.
But I still, my natty champ, it might hold. Yours too. You and I have the same one.
We both. Am I allowed to say you're being very cryptic? I don't know.
Being cryptic, but you can go for it. I just exposed my bracket.
I'm not going to share your bracket, even though we have the same national champion. But my national champion that I chose was Villanova. Now, I'm not going to share any of yours. I'm just sharing mine that I had.
That's
Villanova.
Fair.
My final four, though, all I have left is Villanova.
Yep.
I mean, I had Michigan State losing to Villanova, and then I had North Carolina beating Virginia.
I'm 3 of 4 for my final four.
Do you want
me to tell you?
Yes.
Villanova.
Okay.
Duke. Michigan. How about that? And I've got Villanova with you for natty champs.
And you had Virginia as one of your final four.
I did. Virginia over Tennessee. How bad is that? Didn't even make it out of the first weekend.
We're griping about our brackets, telling everyone how bad it is, how terrible it is. I know, Robert, your bracket's busted. I've seen it.
No, Robert's is probably perfect.
No.
No, Miss Carla. Actually, my natty champion was North Carolina.
Oh.
But 3 out of the 4 who I picked in the final four are still there.
Okay,
Kentucky,
good.
Villanova, and Duke. So they're still there.
We're both in there.
Yeah,
okay, Robert, we're checking in
there
next week and see what we look like.
Okay.
It's going to be good. Okay. It's going to be good. But I will say my best pick in the first round, and practically the only one that was gutsy that worked, was number 13 Marshall over number 4 Wichita State.
Yeah.
I got that.
And that's actually, I mean, it's a 13 seed over 4 seed.
Yeah, you're right.
And Wichita is one of those teams like, hey, they were like, I think, a perennial 12 seed for so many years. And then finally
moved to the AAC.
It's almost like a Gonzaga situation where the first year Gonzaga was in there, it's like, oh, they're a double-digit seed. And now you don't even think of Gonzaga except being a single-digit seed.
Exactly.
And so the same thing with Wichita. Greg
Marshall.
Marshall, thank you.
He's got the crazy wife. Do you remember her last year?
No, don't they
not
love
this
crazy
year.
Wives?
They had to escort her out for dropping F-bombs at the other team's players.
The only thing I really remember about Wichita were their cheerleaders getting in trouble for flashing the shocker symbol.
the things that we come up with.
Exactly.
But there's been a lot of F-bombs in this tournament that we've all been privy to, actually.
Well, before we get into that, this is the point I was trying to make, was that we are complaining about our bracket.
Right.
Everyone is complaining about their bracket. But doesn't that mean that this has been one of the most exciting tournaments in recent memory?
Preach. Yes, absolutely. I think it's been the craziest March Madness that I've ever experienced.
It was an insane 4 days.
Yep. I can't wait till it starts up again. I'm ready.
And that's where I guess the pessimist in me comes out. I'm an eternal optimist. I can't help but be optimistic.
Yes, but I'm surprised you said pessimist, because I am too. Yeah, I'm an optimist.
I'm just fearful. I'm very fearful of what's going to happen next weekend. I don't want it to fall off this crazy roller coaster we've been on. I want it to keep going. I want these low seeds to keep going forward. You know,
I mean, we've got
winning.
Two number 11 seeds in the Sweet 16 in Loyola Chicago and Syracuse. How about that?
Syracuse will win.
Wow, and I have not even had a drink.
I'm not sure who Syracuse. This isn't happy hour.
That was my old show.
Your old show.
Get
happy
with it.
Woo,
woo. Yeah, but look at that. Think about it. Not only did an 11 seed make it to the Sweet 16 in Syracuse, but Syracuse came in as the dead last seed. Not even 64, 68. And look at this. I mean, this is so exciting. I love this. But what I've really thought all season long is that college basketball has a lot of parity. Like, they're, whoever is the flavor of the week 1 week doesn't really last 2 weeks in. And so I think what I can, I look at the left side of my bracket. There's no more ones or twos left on the left side at all.
Which is, I mean, it's absurd to even think about.
It's absurd.
It's absurd to say.
Well, look at the South region. 1, 2, 3, and 4 out. When have you seen that? I've never seen that.
Yeah, I can't.
But I'm very young, so, you know, we might not have had that much history. But then, you know, you look
Robert's
at...
seen it many times. He's an old soul.
Right. But you look at Michigan State, too. Bounced for the third year in a row in the first weekend.
And
like crazy stuff.
And still, they're one of those picks that you just, you can't quit them.
No, you can't quit them. Exactly.
As soon as you quit them, then they go on their Final Four run and win it all.
But I don't know. This year, after all that Larry Nassar stuff, I might have to tell Tom Izzo, hey, I quit you. I quit you, Tom. But I think overall, this is what I take away from this past crazy weekend. There is no far away legit number one in the country right now, period. It could be anybody on any given day.
Absolutely correct. And this, I mean, here, I mean, look, we can talk about Virginia. Virginia not only was the one seed, but they were the number one overall seed.
Oh, right.
And thanks to them, we had mentioned it earlier about Little Caesars. Thanks to them losing. Robert, do you know about this?
No.
You're going to love this, Robert.
My ears are open right now.
All right. Little Caesars made a – or I guess it was an ad. They put out an ad and
– it's like a promotion.
And honestly, I mean, this – you could probably say this about a lot of things. Basically what they said, you know, because, you know, they're crazy pizza people or whatever, that if a 16 seed was to knock down a one seed Monday, April 2nd, lunch is on them.
From 11:30 to 1 Eastern time. It's a specific time frame. And it's a combo, Robert. A deep dish pizza plus a 20-ounce drink. I'm like a Little Caesars ad woman right here. And honestly, a 16 seed has never in 136 tries knocked off a number one.
It's a safe bet. I mean, I would, you know.
And UMBC took it to Virginia. You know what's crazy? Do you know what Virginia was favored, but what the line was for them?
I'm 20. Not really a betting man.
20. And what did they lose by? 20. How weird is that?
They just had the plus and the minus mixed up. That's all.
Seriously. Wow.
That's all it was.
I mean, that. I watched every second of that game. I knew history was going to be made by the end. I said, I've got
to see
that.
And that's, I'm glad you brought that up because I had stopped watching for a second. I was putting my kids to bed and getting them situated and whatnot.
Where are your priorities, Ron Culver? Jeez.
My family. Anyways.
clearly mine was not.
No, well. But I had grabbed my son. I had gotten an alert on my phone and said, you know, hey, upset in the making. There's like 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. And so, all right, we're dealing with
a rogue moth here in the station, but we won't. Oh, gosh, it's on my bracket. He doesn't like my bracket either. He just got right off.
He's still there. We're going to put it on the floor. Anyways, I had grabbed my son. I grabbed my son and said, listen, you know what? There's history being made right now. You need to come into the living room with me. And he was all for it. And we sat there with, and, you know, my wife, the three of us sat there and watched. History made. It was amazing. Incredible. It's still hard to imagine that we knew it was going to happen at some point. It's just hard to believe that it happened. And thankfully, we can remember it again 2 weeks from now, all of us at Little Caesars having lunch.
Exactly. We'll have a lunch date. No, truly, you look at, you know, my heart breaks for UVA because not only, just like you mentioned, they were not just the number one seed in their region, but overall number one seed, lost 2 games the entire regular season, which just makes me ask you, Ron, I mean, what does the regular season matter? This is brutal.
I always think that. I honestly think I'm like most Americans where I don't get into the NCAA. I don't get into college basketball.
Until about a month before.
Pretty much until February when all the conference championships start happening. I just – it's hard for me to get – like because if that was the case, I would have been all in on Oklahoma. And instead, you know, I tune in.
Sure, because the first 3 months of that season, Trae Young was unstoppable.
They were the number one team in the country. They were the best. Trae Young, to my mind or to my knowledge during that time, was going to be the first round draft pick or the first pick in the draft, NBA draft.
He still is probably going to be up there. If he goes, I mean, he hasn't declared.
I think he should stay a second year.
I think he should, too.
It would be better for him. Anyways,
I think you should too.
We're not going to stop talking college basketball.
Good.
Because the madness was too much.
It was too much.
But we need, you know what, we need to bring on an expert who's a little bit better than us. Who knows a little bit more than us.
Are there two that are better than us?
There's a few people out there. One of them is Pat Kennedy. Former coach Florida State, coached all over the place. We're going to bring him on
Iona
next.
Towson.
You're listening to The Boss and Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gal and Carla Dawson.
So joining us on the line right now is, let's run through some of his accolades real quick. He was the ACC Coach of the Year in 1992, the MAC Coach of the Year in 1985. He's in the MAC Hall of Fame. He's in the Florida State University Hall of Fame. Took Florida State to the Elite Eight. Of course, I'm talking about Coach Pat Kennedy. Coach, how are you doing today?
Hey, great. Ryan, Carla, great to be with you guys.
Oh, so glad you're with us. Help explain this crazy, crazy weekend we just finished.
Well, you know, I thought Leonard Hamilton, of all the coaches' statements after the games, I thought Leonard had a, not just because he's at Florida State where I had coached for many years, but Leonard had the idea that it's kind of a revolution. It's like the one-and-dones are coming in and going out. We knew that years ago when we established that rule, which I never liked and a lot of coaches did not like. And then you're having the schools are finally getting guys staying collectively for 4 years when you bring in four or five freshmen a la, let's say, a Loyola, and Gonzaga's been pretty good at that, but recently they've gotten some transfers. And then on top of the one-and-done guys, you got to put the transfer rule in there now. Mm-hmm. And as long as we keep tweaking the transfer rules, it's going to be like free agency, the graduate transfer, the one-and-dones, et cetera. So there's like when you watch the Florida State-Xavier game, would you say that was a 1-9 game? Yeah, absolutely not. Now, years ago, a 1-9 game was pretty distinctive. In terms of who was the one and who was the nine. So I think we're seeing a change that is probably going to go on for years to come.
Well, and I think it's a positive change as well. I love the fact – I mean, it's brutal when you're trying to pick your bracket. But I love the fact that there is so much parity in the mm-hmm. top-tier teams. Like we were talking earlier, the fact that in the South Regional, you know, the top four teams are gone. I mean – how long do you think will this trend become permanent?
You know, I was talking about that today on another radio show, and one of the callers had said to me, "Well, Coach, when you were at Iona, you lost to Virginia on St. Paddy's Day, 57-56 by 1 point, and that Virginia team with Olden Polynice and Othell Wilson and those guys actually went to the Final Four, never had another game within 10 points. So we were as close to being back then, you might say." What Loyola is doing today. But I think the difference is that Gonzaga was an old Iona Loyola years ago. Now they're on a steady diet of being in the NCAA tournament. St. Mary's, that did not make it, has been on a steady diet of winning 25 games a year. So I think the question there is well to be received that, yes, we are going to see this, and we're going to see the true mid-majors. Xavier was a mid-major. Butler was a mid-major until they've evolved into what they are today. So, yeah, I certainly see that going forward, but I also see a trend of I think the committees in the future are going to look at this and say, wait a minute, you know, look at the 7s and the 11s and the 9s. Let's not just think because you're in a power conference, you're a better basketball team than somebody in a Missouri Valley or Atlantic 10. That's no longer the case.
No, it's so true. As we saw, you know, with Loyola Chicago and you know, 2-11 seeds in the Sweet 16 is pretty amazing. So, Pat, you took several teams to the NCAA tourney, the big dance over your years. Can you give some insight as to any adjustment that you have to make coaching during a regular season and then all of a sudden getting into coaching these all-or-nothing games?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think most coaches are going to say, number one, you don't change your routine. If you change your routine, and when we say a routine as coaches, we're talking about how you travel, how you eat, how you prepare, how you watch tapes, how you do your scouting report. You don't want to change any of that. But you guys got to remember, I worked for Jimmy Valvano for 3 years, and he was totally my mentor over all my years. And Jimmy was huge in motivational tools, as was a guy, let's say, like a George Raveling over the years, and many others, by the way, not just those two. But now when it's a one-and-done, you can adjust your motivational talks to the one-and-done theory. Like, hey, guys, don't kid yourself now. You want to know how important every pass is, every dribble, every shot? The play that UMBC made the other night where they kept the ball in the front court with four different tip plays, John Thompson Sr. was watching that and saying, my God, what a sight to behold. This is unbelievable. That was the epitome of a team hustle. So, you know, I think you can kind of zero in on a motivational factor, but your normal preparation must stay the same.
So, Pat, what do you say to Tony Bennett? I mean, here is a guy that is clearly one of the most accomplished coaches in the nation, 31-2 overall record for UVA. Yet, in the past several years, really since 2012, they've had a jarring lack of success in this tournament. And obviously, first team in history to be bounced by a number 16 seed. What do you tell Tony from here?
Well, one of the things you guys got to remember is that he is really out of his father's ilk. His father ran this offense called blockers, cutters, and movers. Two screeners, two shooters, and a playmaker. He rarely ever gets out of that. They may have one or two little special plays. They have what they call a pack line defense, which really takes away penetration to the basket. And they really, really try to make sure they close out on every single shot, which they do a great job of. But if I was one of Tony's assistants, and he might not want to hear this, but I would have to sit with him as a good assistant and say, hey, coach, we got to make some adjustments. You know, if we're not able to stop guys off the dribble, we got to go to a 2-3 zone. If we want to change the tempo of the game, we got to go to an extended 1-3-1 zone. Look what Duke is doing now with the 2-3 zone.
Right.
So I think Tony's a little too rigid, and if I was on his staff, I would challenge him to at least evaluate that. Excuse me, show him videotape. You can show him that. When I was at Florida State, Charlie Ward was the starting quarterback. Coach Bowden had a playbook that was like, you know, 58 plays. Chuck Amato, who was the associate head coach, went to Coach Bowden and said, listen, Charlie is a move-around quarterback. He's a rollout quarterback. Let's give him 6 or 7 plays, and that's it. They did that. They had 6 or 7 plays. Charlie went on to win the first national championship in the history of Florida State, and they made what was confusing very simple. So I think sometimes that's the adjustment you need to make. Make it simple, but make the adjustment. I just don't feel like Tony was prepared to make the adjustment he needed to. He even looked a little lost on the bench when he was watching the game, in my opinion.
Too.
We're talking with our go-to college analyst here on SB Nation Radio, Coach Pat Kennedy. Coach, before you were talking about how, you know, the one and done seems to be dead. We're starting to see this movement into, you know, back to where it used to be, where kids stayed in their schools for 3 to 4 years. Out of the schools that you've seen in this tournament alone, who would you peg to become, I guess, you know, like the next Gonzaga or the next, you know, Wichita State?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, that's, I think, kind of a tough question. I think Coach Musselman, not just because they're an incredible comeback, has done a great job at Nevada. He's a terrific coach. He can win that league every year if he stays there. So if I looked at all the Sweet 16s that are still there, I would say Nevada, which is a great place to live, a great university, and Coach Musselman's done a great job. I would almost say Nevada's one of those programs. And let me tell you something. Mark Few has really led the way to show coaches you don't have to be at Kentucky or North Carolina. You can be at a great mid-major, make a lot of money, live a great lifestyle, and win. You know, winning's the thing that keeps you on top. You know, it's not just the money. It's not just the occasional championship. It's the consistency of winning that we see from a Gonzaga, which makes, you know, programs very attractive. So I think Nevada is a program I could look at and say they have a shot at doing that.
You know, you bring up a great point about adjustments and things like that, and you look at a Mark Few and you look at an Eric Musselman, and while they're not getting the recruits that Kentucky and Duke are getting, Few is getting Europeans, Musselman's, you know, getting it in with the transfers, and they're making it work in a different way, which is really impressive. So,
yeah, well, and also if you take a look at college, not just them. Now, Loyola's done it with incoming freshmen, so you got to take your hat off to them. But if you take a look at Gonzaga, if you take a look at You know, I want to say West Virginia, maybe Texas Tech. A lot of the teams have done it with transfers. And so you either have one or two things. You got the one and done, or you have the transfers. We've seen a lot of transfers on a lot of these teams.
We certainly have, Coach. Coach, I can't thank you enough for jumping on with us for just for a few minutes. Sorry, our time was cut short tonight. Thank you so much.
No problem, guys. Great.
This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gal and Carla Dawson.
Well, for all you out there expecting to hear the boss, unfortunately, he is away from the microphone tonight, and he has given me the keys to the kingdom. Oh, he doesn't know this yet.
Ron wears a hat every week, and it's getting smaller and smaller with each passing segment, Mr. Big Head.
Well, I'm just letting you know, his shoes feel very comfortable. I didn't think I could fill his shoes out, but I think I can. I think I'm doing okay.
I'm thinking you're looking really spry in this new role.
The company is still afloat. That's all that matters.
Well, that's fair.
The company is still afloat in his absence while I am the boss here for at least another hour and 20 minutes.
And as long as we don't say a certain slogan, it will stay afloat. Remember the trademark we talked about today?
I don't even know what slogan you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. We can't say it. That's why.
We were going to move on, but you know what? March Madness has consumed us, because for all you guys out there, I know everyone, you know, for all you sports fans, especially if you're listening, tuning into us right now, you most likely gave up a large part of the last 4 days. I was going to say the weekend, but the last 4 days, just tearing up your bracket, taping it back together, shredding it again, taping it back together, trying to figure out, like, how did this even happen? It has just been so much fun. I'm not ready to move on.
I'm not ready to move on either.
Like, what moment to you, aside, let's preface it this way. Obviously, the biggest upset was UMBC over Virginia, which I'm still trying to figure out exactly where UMBC is.
Oh, it's University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Well, I know that.
So it's in Baltimore County.
It's in Baltimore County.
Don't you think?
Which is in Maryland. That's all we know. I know this from having watched their tweet. They have probably one of the best social media directors I have ever seen.
No, they really did. And that guy was so slick, the social media guy, that moments after that big historic upset, he had already filed for trademarks for Retriever, Retriever Nation, and 16 over 1. Hey, that is some – I love that.
If you're on Twitter, do yourself a favor. Go to UMBC's Twitter handle. I don't even know what it is, but it is so much fun to just go back and read everything. I mean, put it this way. Florida National University congratulated them. UMBC quickly responded, "It's nice to hear that from the national champions." They were so quick on everything.
Oh, the UCS. Yeah.
Or UCF. Not Florida National.
Yeah,
UCF.
Central Florida.
Yeah.
The old Scott Frost guys that call themselves the true national champions because they were the only undefeated in college football.
They were so quick to respond. It's so nice to get congratulated by the national champions.
Well, you know, how about for UMBC that not only did they make history, but this was their first NCAA tournament win ever. Like, you just got to go big or go home.
And one game away from being a 16 seed in the Sweet 16. I mean, they came up against the Kent State. I thought they could beat them. I was very disappointed. I don't know if it was the emotions of being the first 16 seed. I mean, because those kids were, I mean, they were running around with their, you know, shirts off. I mean, they probably had a really great civil party. I'm going to say civil party. I'm sure no alcohol was involved.
Right. Because routine, like Pat Kennedy said, you got to stick with your routine.
Exactly. But I am certain that they did not go to bed until at least 4 a.m.
Oh. Right.
So that I think there was some sort of hangover 2 days later when they did meet up against Kansas State, because the game, it wasn't really that close. And I don't think Kansas State is.
Well, it was close until they went in the fourth quarter. They had like a 6-minute scoring drought. UMBC did. And you just can't do that at this level of the game.
The air was just sucked out of the building. Because I think everyone was wanting. I think even there's part of Kansas State fans going, you know, it'd be kind of fun to see UMBC make it.
Oh, everyone wanted them to make it because they're such a great story. I mean, they just gave new meaning to Cinderella. But, you know, they just ran out of gas. And how can you blame them? What they did was historic.
Oh, it was amazing, and I hope that it happens more often. Now the what is it? Glass has been shattered. It's done.
It has been more
the
than shattered.
The slipper has finally been shattered. We can now have – we can no longer say that a 16 seed has never beat a 1 seed. Now we're just looking forward to the next time it's going to happen. And like Coach said, I think it's going to happen more and more often because you have these smaller schools, these mid-major schools. And I've thought this for a while now as well. When you have these kids staying together for 4 or 5 mm-hmm. years playing together, mm-hmm. there's a camaraderie that they just know each
other. It's a chemistry that doesn't just happen. It happens over time.
Yeah.
And you need to have veterans above you on the team to bring the young guys along. And that's what the one and dones are missing.
Man, in my years, I was a soccer player all through high school and into college. And we excelled because the team that I was with, we excelled because there was a core group of us
sure.
that played year after year after year. I knew where guys were going to be without even they knowing where they were going to be. I just knew their habits.
Right.
And that's what you kind of miss. You had the one and done era going for a while where it just was – flashy gameplay, guys making, you know, solo guys doing it all by themselves. I like this team game a lot more, and that's why it's getting exciting. It's going to make it harder to pick your bracket, but it's getting exciting where you have these smaller schools making this much noise.
Right, but, you know, I loved what Coach Kennedy brought up with, you know, think of Butler. Who was Butler until they started, you know, they're playing UConn in the national championship, and what happens to their coach? He's now coach of the Boston Celtics.
Go back a few years prior
Brad
to
Stevens.
Them, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, absolutely.
Did you even have a clue when Gonzaga first entered the tournament? Did you even have a clue where they were?
Well, yes, because I'm from the West Coast, and okay. I'm Catholic, and I love John Stockton, so there you go. But, you know, I also agreed with Pat Kennedy when you asked him the question about who do you see as the next Gonzaga, the next Xavier. I agree with him. I do think it's Nevada. You look at Eric Musselman. They are led by a guy who was the NBA runner-up to Coach of the Year behind Greg Popovich. Remember, he took the Golden State Warriors, who now people don't remember how pitiful they were, after a decade of a losing record, brought them to 500, Eric Musselman did. And, you know, he coached the Sacramento Kings. I mean, he's got real experience. So for him to go kind of step back down, or I guess step just not laterally to the college level, and be able to bring that same type of style, that same type of fire, I think Nevada is a force to be reckoned
fire
with.
Fire is the word. I was going to say energy.
Yep. He's oh my gosh.
You
is
watch
he a fire.
Him. I mean, first of all.
First of all, he's shirtless. That's the thing.
I'm not trying to spoil anything, but an hour from now, we will hear part of his post game conference.
As much as we're allowed to hear.
It wasn't even post-game conference. It was him in the locker room immediately after the win against Texas.
Oh, I can't wait.
We can't wait for that. But yeah, and then he was shirtless. I can't wait. If he beats Loyola Chicago, which they're probably going to be favored to win, which might be a disservice to Nevada. But what can he do? I mean, the only thing left, I mean, he, you know, we saw what happened after the first game.
Overtime versus Texas. Yeah.
Overtime, you know.
Down 14 points. Overcame a 14-point deficit.
Right. And then against.
And then a 22-point.
22-point. That was amazing. What's going to happen next? I mean, is he going to run? I mean, will pants be off?
Okay. You know, this is a worry. But last year, he also went shirtless when Nevada won his conference. But, you know, his energy is contagious, and these guys respond to it so well. And I look at, I don't want to diss on him because obviously he's an outstanding coach, but Ryan Odom, the head coach of UMBC, even when the game ended, where was his emotion? I thought, which could be a real plus that he is just a constant, but my gosh, other end of the spectrum than Eric Musselman.
No, I think you want to play with someone who has that much fire, that much intensity, that one who's just, you know, that crazy for your kids. I mean, I'm looking at this as, you know, being a father. How would, you know, the coach that I want coaching my kids, how do I want him to be? And I think I would much rather have an Eric Musselman than
a Ryan Odom.
Than a Ryan Odom or Bill Kennedy, but Texas A&M's coach. Who seems
or
very,
even, you know, look at UVA's coach. Oh, yeah. My gosh, Bennett. He's very,
very even keel.
Very
There's
even.
No real emotion. I mean, for me, I would think, I was like, oh, no, I want you to play for Frank Martin. I want you to get yelled at and scolded. Because this is the guy who's also at the same time, who's going to be mad at you, is also going to be extremely happy and proud, and you know.
Would you want your son to play for a John Calipari?
No.
Really, you wouldn't?
No,
I like him.
I think Calipari's dirty. We can get into that later.
What about Coach K? Would you want him to play for a Coach K? I think he's the perfect balance.
I guess maybe just because of, you know, legendary status. I think I don't.
Well, you know, and he hit legendary status this weekend, where he is now the winningest coach in the NCAA. He was tied with, you know, Pat Summitt, a women's coach from Tennessee. You know, God rest in peace with her. But he's now one game over with 1,086 wins after this weekend. That is impressive.
And maybe he'll get a couple more. You know, looking at what we have in the Sweet 16, are there any games right now that jump out at you as must watch?
Yes, Loyola, Chicago, and Nevada. Which I would never, before this tournament, would I say I'm excited to watch Loyola, Chicago, and Nevada. But you know what? I'll tell you, the best kept not so secret with Loyola, Chicago is that 90-year-old Sister Jean. She is their baller. She is amazing. And she's their scout. You know, she scouts for them.
I think there's something illegal going on at Loyola Chicago. I think there needs to be an inquiry.
Hey, don't mess with the Catholics. I'm one of them.
There needs to be an inquiry done. She is, you know, what do you want to call? Nungate?
She's got this.
Can we call it Nungate?
Sistergate.
Sistergate? That sounds like a movie. I think she's cheating somehow.
I would not accuse a nun. Oh, here comes the lightning through the window onto Ron's back.
She's praying the right prayers, and you know, hey, she's got the big man's ear.
Well, it's kind of like
there's a little bit of cheating going on.
She's got the big man's ear. It's like that touchdown Jesus at Notre Dame. It's really tough to play there.
I mean, you know, the ball bounces a certain way. Some of them, you know, they put the ball in the basket, it goes around and just pops right out.
She could just pray that thing right out.
Yep, hers. I mean, it looks like, oh, you know, that guy airballed it. Nope, it was in.
That's right. So what are you looking forward to in the Sweet 16?
This week,
what do you like?
What I'm liking most, I think I'm very curious about Michigan A&M. Now, I'm not happy that Michigan is there.
Don't get me started.
I really wish it was Houston playing against Texas A&M in L.A., you know, schools that are probably, what, like 100
oh,
miles
hello.
Apart from each other.
I know.
2,000, 2,500 miles away. I think that would be great. But I like this matchup just because A&M, they're surprising me right now.
They are surprising because they have been so inconsistent. They've got talent that they should be playing like they played yesterday against UNC. But the consistency, I think, has really been missing. But I love that TJ Starks, what he did yesterday. Wow, they are going to be dangerous. And Michigan, I also feel, is inconsistent, although, you know, they did win the Big Ten, which is not an easy conference. But I thought they lost 39 minutes and 40 seconds of that game against U of H, and then they had that freaking lucky shamrock in their pocket. I could not sleep Saturday night.
Nobody,
I could not sleep.
Nobody played defense.
That just killed me. Well, they also got a lot of calls in the final minute 40 seconds under that basket.
Another game that definitely stands out in my mind because it's just, you know, it's the blue bloods of college basketball. It's Duke Syracuse.
That's going to be great.
You have two legendary coaches who
– Jim Boeheim and
Mike
Coach
Krzyzewski.
Yep.
And really what it comes down to is who's – I can't say who's the better coach, but people still for some reason don't have an answer for – Syracuse's –
that zone defense.
2-3 defense.
No, they don't.
I don't get it. I don't get why people don't – know how to figure it out. I mean, he's been running it for years. You've known about it. Other schools are starting to adopt it, yet they still can't figure out how
they can't replicate
it.
And they can't defend it. I know. It's crazy. But you know,
credit
Jim Boeheim.
That game has, for me, it kind of has like that Duke Kentucky, the Christian Leitner Duke Kentucky game.
Sure, sure.
It kind of has that feel to it. So, it'll be all I know is that, you know, hey, all I really want is the madness to keep marching on.
Well, if you let's look at the bookends. The overall number one seed in UVA out after the first round to a number 16. The very last number 68 seed in Syracuse is moving on to the Sweet 16. Go figure. Gotta love March.
That's what we love us. Well, we got to step aside real quick. We're going to come back. I'm not sure where we're going to go. We keep pushing off because March Madness has just overly consumed us. I promise you, we're not going to make the whole show about March Madness. But
I might have to finish off the first hour with it. It's just that good.
I don't know if we're done yet, but we'll figure it out in these next couple of minutes. We'll be right back. You listen to The Boss and The Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Well, welcome back into the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. I'm Ron Culver, filling in for Mr. David Gao, who
and
is
loving every minute of his new Bossdom.
I'm not going to lie. You know, I keep saying I'm going to. The shoes feel nice.
You're doing pretty good, I have to say, Ron. I'm not complaining.
I've commandeered his office now. I've changed the locks. He doesn't know this yet.
I noticed you had your feet up on his desk.
I had my feet up on his desk earlier.
Hands behind the head, just leaning back.
I was just looking out the window. I was daydreaming. That's all I was doing. I literally.
As if.
Feet up on the desk, looking and just thinking of, you know, different policies. Like, Robert, you know, you're here every single day. How would you feel about every day being Taco Tuesday?
I would love it.
So that's what I think. That's a policy I can make, right?
Yeah.
Is make every day Taco Tuesday, or make it every day, except when Saltgrass.
Every day's a Tuesday.
But make
except
every
for
day,
April 2nd.
Except for April 2nd. When April 2nd, because we're all going to be at Little Caesars and having
UMBC pizza. Complimentary pizza combo.
Yeah, you know, that's the only thing they haven't tweeted out yet is, you know, Little Caesars, you know, sorry, Little Caesars or anything like that.
There you go.
But I mean, for Little Caesars, I mean, how safe of a bet is that? That's, that literally is, that, I want to say it was Quicken Loans back in the day who.
I still don't know that I believe the billion-dollar challenge.
The billion-dollar bracket.
Like billion with a B.
Billion with a B. If you had a perfect bracket, they would give you $1 billion. They stopped doing it, but I don't know why. It's still a safe thing to do. No one's ever, especially this year, but no one's – I think there were a couple of people who came close, but no one's going to get a perfect
bracket. Yeah, I want to see at the end if anyone does come forward with this. It'd be great.
I'm a little sad. I think I only have one more hour being the boss. I got to do something
Enjoy
crazy.
Every minute, Ron.
I got to do something crazy in this next hour.
All right. We're ready for
hour
you.
Hour two coming right your way.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.